The accident had killed Val and left Era near death. Her legs had been crushed from the impact, and the doctors had been forced to remove them. He'd mustered out of the army to grieve for Val and take care of Era, not thinking much beyond, just getting through one day and then the next. He'd had no pension, no property, and soon learned that even with his piloting skills, he could not find legit work that paid anywhere near what he needed and was going to need. Not only had Era's immediate post-crash care resulted in enormous medical bills, but ongoing rehab cost just as much. Desperate, despondent, he'd taken a leap, jumping into the atmosphere and hoping he hit deep water. He called on some old acquaintances he'd known before his tour in the army, and they'd put him in contact with the exchange. When he'd heard their offer, he'd hopped on the treadmill, thinking he could make it work. His debts had only grown since. He'd gone into debt to an exchange-owned holding company for Fat Man, and he pretended to have a gambling problem against which he sometimes took additional loans. In truth, the credits from the loans went to Era's ongoing care. But he was treading water there, too. He could barely make interest payments, and while he tried to keep his head above water, Era remained in a prehistoric, unpowered wheelchair. Zerid did not make enough to purchase her even a basic hover chair, much less the prosthetic legs she deserved. He'd once heard tell of technology in the Empire that could actually regrow limbs, but he refused to think much about it. If it existed somewhere, the cost would put it well beyond his means. He just wanted to get her a hover chair, or legs if he could hit a big job. She deserved at least that, and he planned to see to it. The Angspice run to Coruscant was the start, the turning point. The front-end money alone could get her a hover chair, and with his slate wiped clean afterward, he could actually start making real credits without all of it going to paying down debt. Credits for prosthetics. Credits for regrown legs, maybe. He'd see her run again. Play grav ball. He returned the holo to the safe and stripped out of his work clothes, sloughing away Z-Man, the spice runner, to reveal Zerid, the father, and drop them into a hamper. After he landed, he'd activate the small maintenance droid he kept aboard. It would clean and sweep the ship and launder his clothing. He threw on a pair of trousers, an undershirt, and his ablative armor vest, then took a collared shirt from its hanger and sniffed it. Smelled reasonably clean. He swapped out his hip holsters with their GH-44s for a single sling holster he'd wear under his jacket and fill with an E-11, then secured two E-9 blasters, one in an ankle holster, one in the small of his back. Era had never seen him holding a blaster since he had mustered out, and fate's willing, she never would. But Zerid never went anywhere unarmed. Before leaving his quarters, he sat at the port comp, logged in, and checked the balance in the dummy account he used with the exchange. And there it was, 100,000 credits, newly deposited.
"Thank you, Oren."
He transferred the credits to an untraceable bearer card. It was more than he'd ever held in his hand before.